durable good numbers, unemployment. These are the usual ways to tell if the economy is heading for hard times. Here's another: hamburgers. It turns out that when things look bleak, burger sales boom. Ronald Paul is a food industry analyst.
For a long time, burgers have been one of America's favorite foods. In slow times in particular, we notice a tendency for consumers to go back to their favorite foods. So you want to be back with the familiar, the things that you really like.
Of course, it also helps that fast food is cheap. McDonald's has built an empire on that concept.
These days, my dollar just doesn't go as far. In my car, it gets me about 6 miles. On my cell phone, maybe 4 minutes. But at McDonald's, my dollar gets me through the entire day.
Not much longer it won't. Yesterday, McDonald's announced that soon they'll be raising the price of their dollar menu, their widely promoted dollar per item value deal.
The company expects the cost of beef is going to go up this year by 8 or 9%. So, though it will do well in hard times, fast food restaurants are not recession-proof. They have to make up for the high cost of food prices somewhere.
If we take a chain like In-N-Out Burger, which is very successful, almost has a cult-like following on the West Coast, they're pursuing a different strategy. They're keeping their burger, their core products, if you will, with very modest increases because the consumer pays a lot of attention to that. So what they'll oftentimes do is raise prices on other products that aren't as noticeable. For example, a shake.
Okay, a cheeseburger with onion, fries, and a chocolate shake to go. Your total is $5.34 at the first window, please. Thank you.
There you are. At the end of the meal, the consumer is still sucking up the higher prices.